There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between evaluation and criticism. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Now, I heard this story secondhand, so I want to give it to you as unbiased as possible, and then we will fight over Jerk or Justified, as you call it, 222-2899. So, this aunt has everybody over to her house, and everybody in the family lives out of town. So, it's a great house. It's huge. It's inconvenient because it's out of town, but it's obviously worth it to go to this aunt's house because everybody usually does every single year. Now, usually everybody in the family goes to this aunt's house at Thanksgiving and sleep over at least the night of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Then the family disperses. They either couple stay the weekend, couple go back the next day, whatever. But everybody always stays over the night of Thanksgiving at this aunt's house. But this year, she put out the invite, as usual, for Thanksgiving. With an exception, no one is to stay the night, not one single family member. No one's allowed to sleep over. Because last year, she's convinced that at some point between the time everybody went to bed and when everybody woke up, someone stole from her.
Go!
According to her, there was exactly $11 in the kitchen drawer. During Thanksgiving dinner, before she went to bed. But when she woke up, it was gone.
$11.
$11. She's convinced, because we have no proof besides the fact that it's not there anymore. She's convinced somebody in the family, someone who slept over, someone who stayed the night, stole that $11 from her drawer. And she goes, no more sleepovers. Get yourself a hotel, an Airbnb, sleep in your damn car for all I care. Nobody is staying within these four walls of my house for Thanksgiving. Is this aunt, for changing the tradition of staying at her house for Thanksgiving and forcing her family to get a hotel or Airbnb or go home that night, whatever it is she a jerk or justified?
All right, the number is 222-BUZZ. Who's going to take the aunt's side? Who's going to be on the defense?
God, let me think. Let me talk this out. Can we all talk this out together for a second here? Let's see. I hosted. Everybody slept over.
Right.
I'm missing $11.
It sounds like it's that but like it's junk drawer
family.
In the kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah.
$11.
It was probably an innocent. Oh, God. You can't be good. Hold on. I regret that when I got married, I didn't allow family to stay at the house. I was very selfish. I was
really?
In brides. I don't know. I didn't think I was a bridezilla crazy. And I really, really regret that. This is just $11. The bigger picture is the family. And I'm about tradition. I'm going to have to say the aunt's being a jerk. I'm going to vote jerk.
All right. So you, okay.
Yeah. It's a, come on. It's in the grand scheme of it all. $11. It was probably an innocent something, or maybe the punk teenage kid took your 11. Whatever, just lock up your valuables.
You had said that there was no conclusion. They don't know exactly what happened.
Well,
right?
The way it was told to me, the person who told to me said my aunt is convinced. That's why I'm using those words. So I don't know if he's leaning towards like she's crazy and delirious, and she probably just misplaced it, or
she's getting old,
or somebody stole from her. And where I come from, that. Stealing is thicker. Blood's thicker than water, sure, but stealing is thicker than blood.
Wow.
And I've had family members fist fight over being accused of stealing from one another. Fist fight in the street on the holiday. So that aunt is justified.
Okay.
Lock them out. I want to check your pockets before. I want a metal detector in the front door. check your pockets with the wand like they have a TSA as you walk in and walk out. Don't, no. Trust is gone out the window. I don't care if your family. She's being justified.
So the aunt says nobody's allowed to stay over at the house on Thanksgiving anymore. She used to host everybody, the whole family. Everybody's from out of town because she was convinced that somebody stole $11. Is she a jerk or justified? Her first call is up. You're the first juror on the buzz. Hi, the buzz.
Good morning.
Good morning. Which one is it, jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Boom! First vote is up.
Money must grow on trees in your family.
She jerk or justified?
Justified.
Oh. Wow.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't want want anybody taking anything from my home if you're going to sleep over.
Yes, but it's this one time. It was probably one trashy family member. Who knows if they're even showing up this year? You can't punish everybody. It's $11. Is it going to break the bank? It's not right. Make it known to everybody. Hey, I got my eyes on you. I bought a new security system.
More than that, you're coming in through a metal detector. I am patting you down. And yeah, if I catch you, I'm breaking your fingers with a meat tenderizer. Welcome to the jungle, baby. You're going to die.
That's fine. Do that. But just let them spend the night.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I can't. But I love you guys. But I'm sorry. Justified.
Okay. Thanks for calling the Judgment Zone on the Buzz.
Thank you.
She always has everybody sleep over.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, she thinks somebody stole her money. And now all of a sudden, she's putting the kibosh on tradition. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Over $11.
Mm.
And it's not even proven. She's a jerk.
Oh, tradition isn't invincible. What's, somebody just, maybe somebody wants to sleep with her husband. Sure. Let's have the party again next year. See what happens. Cross our fingers. Hope for the best. No.
It's alleged. It's $11.
$11.
Wait.
It's stealing.
You give me crap for buying a 99 cents app. This should be flipping you out. I can't believe you're on Jerk.
Well, this is family.
All right. What do you say? Jerk like Sandy or justified like Kanye? 222-2899. Vote on the jury. The Judgment Zone is in session on the Buzz. Let's go to the calls. Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Justified. It was $11 this time. Who says it's not going to be jewelry next time?
All right. Well,
you
got
to spend the night. Put a deposit down.
I understand that, yes, you're taking something and you feel violated and all that nonsense. But you can make it known to the family. I got my eye on you. I realize this is what happened last year. This is family. This is why families break apart and wedges divide families, because we fight over the stupid little trivial things. Let's come together. It's $11. I think she should hand out $11 to everybody who comes to her house. Here, don't steal from me. I'll give it to you.
I need to make a note for the court record that she is convinced that someone stole the $11 out of the junk drawer, but she has no proof.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good morning, Jerk or Justified.
Honestly, despite the fact that the aunt seems a little crazy, I think she's justified. Because thinking someone has gone into your personal stuff and taken it from you, granted, she should have kept the money in the safer place, but feeling that somebody has violated that, it's hard to shake. And I think as long as she gave them enough notice, if she told them like a week ahead, then maybe it's a little jerk. But like, as she told them far enough ahead.
I don't like when, and this happens all the time, and it's so frustrating because the majority of people are good people, and we all have to deal with the punishment because of that one person. So this one person ruins it for everybody, and I hate when that happens.
Thanks for the call. Hi to Buzz. You're on the Judgment Zone. Is the aunt jerker justified for disallowing everybody to stay over this year because she thinks that someone stole money?
Justified. The old gals like that, they don't forget. That could have been her bingo money, for crying out loud.
Right.
Like that. And on top of that, what? You can't trust the people in your own house that are getting a free dinner out of you? What?
Wow, that's good point. Thank you. Hi to Buzz, Jerk or Justified.
Hey, Grandma's justified.
Grandma. Bill, she's the aunt, not the grandma.
Oh. Bill, either way, I would be justified to not let you.
Okay. Thanks, man.
That's right.
All right. We're kind of lopsided here. Justified seems to be winning very, very much.
I don't understand. Why she should just cancel Thanksgiving altogether. She probably misplaced the money, let's be honest. And who's to say it happened during the overnight? It could have happened during the party. I mean, she should just cancel all the holidays. Nobody ever allowed in my house ever again. I mean, come on. Thanksgiving.
Hi to Buzz. You're on the Judgment Zone. Is she jerk or justified?
She's a jerk. You should never let one bad apple ruin it for the rest of everybody.
What about 11 bad apples? Because $11 is $11, and it's stealing.
It doesn't matter. I had money taken out of my house before with my friends being there, and I still let her friends. I just lock everything up now.
Cool. Yeah. See? Can I come to your house for Thanksgiving?
See, it's all locked up now. You can't get in.
I can pick a lock.
Well, yeah, you can.
You pick my lock, all right? I'm very observant.
Thank you.
There's no way this is swinging back, is it?
I don't think so
either,
no.
It's absolutely got to swing back. You guys get it. Wait, just take a second. Your tradition is to spend the night. Your kids are excited and looking forward to spending the night with their cousins at their aunt's house. You travel to go, and all of a sudden now, because aunt thinks maybe possibly could have been $11 taken out of the drawer, now we're going to just devastate the entire family? That's weird, right? It sounds so silly.
My one cousin stole from my other cousin, right, once. And he found out, so he went to his house, brought him out to the street, and grabbed him by the neck, pinned him on the pavement, and said, "I'm going to put my fist through your face into the pavement if you don't admit that you stole from me."
Is this a true story?
Yes.
If you
want to live like a Jersey family like Kanye's, then fine. You vote justified.
Can we get one more justified vote at 222 Buzz to put this nail in the coffin?
No.
Yes.
222-2899 is the number.
It's swinging back around.
Man, I had a boring family life. I wish I had an interesting one like yours.
Oh man, if this happened to me, I wouldn't say anything. I would trap them. I would put money everywhere. And I'd talk about how forgetful I was all year, and I'd set up cameras. Oh,
but look,
and after football, we're watching a tape all together as one big family.
Hey, it's halftime. Got to show you something.
If you put a kibosh on Thanksgiving, you'll miss out on that fun little game that you had planned over there.
Nothing.
What happened with the cousin? Did he say he stole?
Yeah, he admitted that he stole. He was sorry. He wasn't allowed in the house for like 2 years.
Oh my God!
Talk about the Thanksgiving elephant in the room.
He did have a drug problem, and he stole prescription pills. But then, whatever, you know, it's stealing. Stealing is stealing. Whether it's $11, whether it's stealing an item, it doesn't matter. Stealing is stealing, and that's why it's justified.
Hi, the Buzz. Is this jerk or justified?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. Oh, swinging back around. Here we go.
Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Hi, justified.
That's it. All done. Thank you. Justified. We'll do it again. Justify me, justify, I'm